Where else in the Lehigh Valley can you hear world-class orchestras and jazz musicians? See dazzling fairy tales come to life with international dancers. Sit on stage with famous musicians and storytellers. Where? Well, only at Zollner Arts Center at Lehigh University. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and I'm your host, Candy Stavrinos. I'm here with Artistic Director Deborah Sakarakis and Administrative Director Andy Cassano. Welcome.
Thanks, Candy. It's so nice to be here. We were here in the fall and enjoyed chatting about some of the shows we have coming up, and we're really happy to be back again now, although the temperature is a little chilly at this point.
It is. It's pretty cold out there, but the snow's melting at least, so we're making progress.
It's going to be warmer every single day.
And that's all that matters. We're going to talk a little bit about the next half of the season as we're winding down the season here at Zollner. Deborah, you want to tell us a little bit about?
Well, in deference to the temperature and the recent events in the Olympics, we have coming up on Friday, March the 7th, the Moscow Festival Ballet. It's a wonderful company of, I think, something like 50 dancers. The artistic director is Sergei Radchenko, and he's restaged classic repertory in The Sleeping Beauty, choreography by Marios Petipa, who was really renowned, is still renowned for his choreography. So The Sleeping Beauty, I hope your audience knows the wonderful fairy tale of the young lady who's gifted with, I think, certain death. And it was only when one of the good fairies changed that sentence to asleep instead of going into a coma. And she gets rescued by a handsome prince. So it has all the workings of a classic fairy tale. And once again, that's on Friday, March the 7th. And we have a pre-show event. Andy, you want to share some?
Sure. Our pre-show event is with the wonderful Lehigh Valley Ballet Guild's artistic director, Karen Nair, who's going to be talking about classical ballet, The Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, and other famous works. And of course, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't say something about the fantastic music by Tchaikovsky, which is all the music to this wonderful Storytime Ballet. It's a terrific program for children, for young adults. If you're looking for a great night out to finally get out of the cabin fever and come and do something fun, Sleeping Beauty is a wonderful time, wonderful event for the entire family.
Come see Princess Aurora and the Lilac Fairy. So yeah, I think Andy's right. It'd be a fun time for the whole family.
So yeah, so now that you got to see a bit of the closing ceremonies and we got to kind of relive and live the Russian experience, you'll get to see it live on stage at Zollner. After that, we head west.
West of Russia.
We head west of Russia to little old Ireland.
Yes, on Friday, March the 14th, as a celebration of St. Paddy's Day, we have a cabaret performance. This is where we set tables right on the stage and put a platform upstage center so that audience and performers are right on stage. There's a dinner before the first show. There's a dinner at 6. And then at 7 p.m., that's on Friday, March the 14th, we're presenting a couple of blackguards. This is a great dialogue or two-person play written by the McCourts. Frank McCourt, who unfortunately is no longer with us, but came to literary renown with Angela's Ashes and a book called Tis. He's a prolific writer. And his brother Malachy, they got together. You know, their early life was filled with stories. They heard stories in their house. They heard stories in bars. And well, we know that certainly Frank was adept at making up stories himself, you know. So they wrote this piece called A Couple of Blackguards. And basically it's the stories of Ireland, stories that they grew up with. And there are two, unfortunately, Frank McCourt and Malachy McCourt can't tour the piece, but we have some wonderful actors who will be on stage that night. And that's Howard Platt, who some of your listeners may know from an appearance in Sanford and Son. And also a really wonderful actor, Jarlath Conroy. So they are playing the parts of Malachi and Frank McCourt. And in addition to having that performance at 7 after the dinner, we also have a 9 p.m. show. So listeners can come to see the performance without having to come to dinner. So you come to dinner at 6 and the show at 7, or just the show at 9.
And if you've never been to a Zollner Cabaret, it's really a fantastic time. As Deborah said, we set up tables on the stage of the big hall, Baker Hall. You're way up, right up close to the talent, to the actors and the musicians, and you really get a really unique experience. You can look out behind you and see what it's like to actually be a performer on stage by looking out in the hall. But it's a lot of fun. It's really intimate. There's only space for, you know, about 150, 160 people, and you know, you can have a drink and settle back and listen to some great Irish Catholic stories.
Yeah, and laugh along. You have an opportunity with the dinner. You can order dinner up until the week of the show. So we're able to take those reservations if you're not interested in dinner. I know that people can come also just to see the show.
Yeah, just come and hang out
with
us.
At 7 o'clock, yes.
And as Andy said, you know, it's a smaller house. It's so the seating is limited. So if you have any interest in celebrating St. Paddy's Day with a couple of blackguards, you know, give us a call over at Zollner Art Center.
Yes, as always, you know, you can find information about Zollner Art Center at zollnerartcenter.org. Our phone number is 610-7LU-ARTS. And along with the ticketed events, we also do some free events, some free lectures. And we actually have one of the last ones of the year coming up, a woman by the name of Kim Bridgeford. I was wondering if you could talk about that a little, Deborah.
Yeah, Kim is part of the Notations series in collaboration with Creative Writing Program at Lehigh University, Zollner Arts Center, and the Visiting Lectures Committee invite artists, literary artists, to come to campus and to read. And on Monday, March the 17th, we have invited Kim Bridgeford to visit campus and read some of her work. She's actually the director of the Westchester University Poetry Center, and not very far from us. And she is an award-winning poet and editor. She's a professor at Westchester and a fiction writer and critic, as well as being a writer of poetry. And I guess Stephanie Watts, who is the director of the Creative Writing Program at Lehigh and a person who invited Kim, said to me that I think she likes sonnets, the form sonnets, best. So she'll be reading, you know, whatever from the works that she has published. And once again, that's on Monday, March the 17th. It's at 7 p.m. And it's in the lower gallery. So, you know, when folks come to performances at Zollner, very often the galleries are open during intermissions. And right now the gallery has some really interesting exhibits. There's a face jug exhibit that's steeped, especially in Southern culture, really wonderfully crafted jugs, maybe for moonshine or whatever. And also there's a fabulous photo exhibit. Kim's reading will be in the lower gallery that has works from Lehigh's collection of art. And that's on Monday, March the 17th, and that starts at 7 p.m.
And it's free.
And it's free, yeah. So in addition to the guest artist series that we have at Zollner and our art galleries, we also are home to the Lehigh University Music Department and Theater Department. So I think, Andy, can you talk a little about some of the music performances that are coming up?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many terrific students and volunteers that and professionals, actually, that make up the Lehigh Music Ensembles, from the jazz program and the choral arts and the orchestra and the wind ensembles, as well as some of the small ensembles. And we have two great performances coming up with some really iconic pieces. The LU Philharmonic's going to be performing Rimsky-Korsakov's wonderful story orchestral piece, Scheherazade, which is, as probably most of your listeners know, the story of the 1001 Arabian Nights. And that's going to be on April 11th and 12th. And in addition to that, we're going to be having an all-Beethoven program with the LU Chorus on the 25th and the 26th. And so many people know Beethoven's works for instrument and symphony. And this is going to be a great all-Beethoven program about his choral, with his choral works, from Christ on the Mount Olives, as well as some of his other really well-known choral pieces as well. So everybody should come out and hear them. They're absolutely fantastic works.
Yeah, so we have our music department performances. We have a special student-devised piece with the Lehigh University Theater Department. They've been working on it for the past year, and they'll be presenting that in early April at Zollner Arts Center. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Candy. We're talking to Deborah Sakarakis, the Artistic Director of Zollner Arts Center, as well as Andy Cassano, the Administrative Director, talking a bit about the shows that are coming up at Zollner. In addition to the Philharmonic and Beethoven Choir, the Wind Ensemble just finished a piece where they got to play on stage with the Allentown Band, which doesn't happen too often. And it seems they're going to take up a little bit of classical winds as they finish off their season at the end of April.
There's also some really terrific things coming up next year that people should pay attention to. The LU Chorus has gotten a wonderful invitation from Carnegie Hall to perform on the stage of Carnegie Hall. We're going to be performing one of Stephen Sammons's original productions, and that's going to be tied into the 150th meeting of the Lehigh Lafayette football game at Yankee Stadium. And on the Friday night before that, the choral arts will be featured at Carnegie Hall, and I can't think of a better way to represent Lehigh University in probably one of the best concert halls on the face of this planet, with certainly one of the best talents and faculty that Lehigh has to offer.
And in addition to the wonderful classical music selections that are offered through the music department, we have quite a wonderful jazz program. And on Saturday, March 15th, the Lehigh University Jazz Repertory Orchestra will be performing. And then on March 29th, the LU Jazz Ensemble with Funk Band and Combo. That's directed by Bill Warfield. And
he gives a great opportunity to students to play not only with other faculty, but with other professionals. So they get a well-rounded experience playing on stage.
So the best way to find out about all these performances is to go onto our website. You can hear music clips and see videos of each one of the shows. We also encourage everybody to sign up for our mailing list as well as our e-news list. We're going to be releasing next year's programming very soon. And if you want to get in on the information early, as well as get availability to subscribe to the Zollner Arts Center, the easiest way to do that is get on our mailing list, which you can find at www.zollnerartcenter.org.
For program support, we thank Jenny Squali, 102 East 4th Street, Bethlehem, serving homemade Malaysian cuisine infused with spices and combined with other ingredients to reflect the various cultures in Malaysia. All food is made fresh. For hours, daily specials, and more information, 610-758-8088 or jennysquali.com.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Candy Stavrinos, and I'm here with Artistic Director Deborah Sakarakis of Zollner Art Center and Administrative Director Andy Cassano, also of Zollner Art Center at Lehigh University. We're talking a bit about our season as it's wrapping up here, finishing off in early May, actually. So before we get to that point, Ramsey Lewis is coming to town. And well, that's who you just heard.
Yeah, we had a nice, we were talked about Lehigh's jazz program before our little break. Those are programs of the students and faculty in the jazz program at Lehigh. And the guest artist series also presents jazz artists on Saturday, April the 5th at 8 p.m. We are hosting the legendary composer, pianist, Ramsey Lewis. And the song that we led into this section with, In Crowd, is iconic. It's one of the most famous jazz songs that Ramsey Lewis has recorded. Ramsey Lewis, I think, is in his late 70s. He's been making music for many decades started playing piano when he was really young, 4 years old. In order to get that good as Ramsey Lewis, I guess you have to be playing for a good many years. He's an award winner, Arts Jazz Master Award, and like many musicians, jazz musicians, blues musicians, he started his career in doing church music. He's the winner of 3 Grammy Awards and 7 Gold Records, and he will be joined at Lehigh by Tim Gant on keyboards, Henry Johnson on guitar, Joshua Ramos on bass, and Charles Heath, no relation to the Heath brothers, on percussion. And we have a treat in the lobby before the show.
So we were talking about the great musicians that come out of Lehigh University as well, and in the lobby beforehand, we're going to be featuring a graduate of Lehigh University, Mr. Brian Lynn, who's going to be performing his jazz trio in the lobby beforehand. And certainly going to be previewing a great tribute before Ramsey Lewis, who, as Deborah said, is quite an award-winning pianist. 1966, he was probably most celebrated jazz pianist in jazz. All 3 of his major hits had sold over 1 million copies. Lewis is now the artistic director for jazz at Ravinia, and you know, certainly doing great work out there. This performance actually is going to be a bit of featuring his electric band, which he got into in the early 70s. And so it'll be a great evening of jazz, both before the show as well as on the stage.
And in addition to Ramsey Lewis and the jazz that he has pre-show, as well as the jazz that we offer at Lehigh, we also bring some athleticism to the table with a show that's happening at the end of March.
in addition to being a musical concert, Dao is also a theatrical concert. It's music, movement, and theatrics.
It's amazing. I mean, like you said, this is centuries, even millennia old art tradition that is as much athletic as it is musical. We have, in addition to the performance that's going to be on March 31st, this is a show that also has a school show for it on Monday at 10 o'clock. And so if you're a school teacher, if you're a parent with who homeschools, if you have children who have an interest in drumming, please contact our box office and find out how you can attend our children's show on Monday morning.
And we have great family shows. I think Tao would be a great family opportunity to bring the family out, as well as a show that kicks off May. It's our last show at Zollner this year. It's the Lightwire Theater. They'll be bringing their family-friendly show that on May 4th.
Sunday, May the 4th at 4. Company's New Orleans-based Korriban, and it's so innovative and it's so entertaining. Great puppets that are blacklight puppets, and they're presenting Aesop's Fables, The Tortoise and the Hare, and they're presenting the story of the Ugly Duckling. It's just enthralling theater, and we have some special programs beforehand.
So we'd like to collaborate as much as we can with as many partners in our community. And so before the show, the Baum School of the Art is going to be conducting a mixed media sculpture for workshop for kids 7 through 11. So the show is at 2 o'clock. And if you come out beforehand, you can actually participate in this school workshop. We're also having a program with the Bethlehem Cops and Kids, where we're going to be offering free books to school children in our black box. So a lovely, really great afternoon. The puppetry is absolutely fantastic. It's life size. It's human size. It's really innovative and just a great way to retell these really traditional poems and stories.
So thanks so much for listening to us today here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Like I said, I'm your host, Candy, here with Deb and Andy from Zollner Art Center. As always, you can find information about Zollner Art Center through our website, zollnerartcenter.org. You can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, or just sign up to be a part of our email list, and it'll just come directly to your mailbox. So thanks so much for listening. I think we might phase out here with a little Ramsey Lewis. Thanks
Hang
for
on
listening.
Sloopy.